السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك.
این حرکت حرکت عشق و ایمانه. ما هم از دور نگاه میکنیم به این حرکت و غبطه میخوریم به حال اون کسانی که این توفیق رو پیدا کردن و این حرکت رو انجام دادن.
اگر آوارم قلبم در ایوان تو جا مانده، دلم با هر قدم با هر نفس اسم تو را خوانده، غم عشقت بیابون پرورام کرد و میانه را.
Regarding the provision of continuous emergency services in the previous years, the International Charity Foundation of Muslim Doctors Without Borders would be providing its services in the field throughout the Arba'in Walk, this year as well, for the lovers of the Husseini School of Thought. Our colleagues, doctors and specialists are with you throughout the path in order to be of your assistance on the road and help you as much as they possibly can. Fundamentally important points concerning those participating in Imam Hussein's Arba'in Walk. Use comfortable shoes that are specifically for walking. Concerning the weight of one's luggage, one must carry the minimum required objects so that their shoulders and back muscles are not unnecessarily burdened. To carry your luggage, use a backpack in a manner that it's suspended completely upon your shoulders. If using other than a backpack, use a gear which has wheels in order to increase your stamina and create ease in covering the distance. The natural position of the backpack after wearing it should be around 3 centimeters above the lower back arch. Don't forget to take breaks and rest during your walk. Washing your hands thoroughly is very effective in maintaining the well-being of the digestive system and preventing respiratory infections, as well as reducing the probability of acquiring various other illnesses. Thoroughly washing the hands approximately takes between 20 to 30 seconds and is done in a 10-step process. 1. Get your hands wet and soapy. 2. Wash the palms against one another. 3. Wash the place in between your fingers on the back of your hands. 4. Wash back and forth in between your fingers. 5. Take your fingers and entangle them while thoroughly washing. 6. Wash the thumb separately and thoroughly. 7. Wash the base of your palms with your fingertips. 8. Wash around your wrist, which is commonly forgotten. 9. Dry your hands with a paper towel. 10. With that same paper towel, turn the water tap off and throw the paper towel away in the trash. And those people whom are affected by chronic diseases such as diabetes, heart disease, vascular disease, respiratory disease, kidney disease, and the like should make sure that they have the appropriate medicines for the length of their trip. All pilgrims must keep the following into consideration. Constant washing of the hands, preferably with soap and water or using antibacterial gels throughout the journey. Having at least one clean bedsheet and one appropriate sleeping bag with yourself. Throughout the journey, only use your own personal items when it comes to towels, toothpaste, soap, travel blankets, mohr, tasbih, and prayer chadar. Be very cautious with self-medicating. Especially be careful with consuming oral medications without consulting a physician. Throughout the journey, regarding foods which are raw, especially raw meat, and in case you touch raw foods, immediately without delay wash your hands in the manner which has been previously suggested. Dear pilgrims, for further information, especially concerning the key points with regards to your well-being throughout the Arba'in Walk, you can visit the website of the International Charity Foundation of the Muslim Doctors Without Borders at www.icfmp.org.